Hey, denk dran, dass auch dein Immunsystem Hunger hat. Und probier's mal mit den Gesundheitszielen zur Ernährung in der App Auka Navida. Hol dir Tipps, Rezepte und Challenges für dein gesünderes Ich. Jetzt die App Auka Navida downloaden und loslegen. Auka Plus. Aus Liebe zur Gesundheit.
Ist es schon soweit? Komm in Weihnachtsstimmung mit Action. Wir haben alles, was du für die schönste Zeit des Jahres brauchst. Zum Beispiel ein Disney-Weihnachtskuscheltier nur 5,95 und eine Lichterkette 10 Meter nur 2,99. Lass die Vorfreude beginnen. Komm in eine unserer Filialen und entdecke die besten Weihnachtsartikel zum kleinsten Preis. Action. Kleine Preise, große Freude.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On today's big show, college football traditions, Oskay's orgy, and Pee-wee's bike. It's on the way in just a minute.
The holidays are here, and that means it's the most wonderful time of the year to save with Rakuten. Use Rakuten to stack cash back from your favorite stores on top of holiday sales. That's savings on savings. With Rakuten, you can get cash back on gifts for everyone on your list, from toys for the kids to kitchen gear for the person who loves to cook to electronics for everyone. You can even save on something for yourself. Just shop the stores you love and cash back is automatically added to your account. And you can get paid with gift cards, PayPal, or check. Or eligible American Express card members can even choose to earn membership rewards instead of cash back. It's truly a no-brainer. Join for free today and get a new member bonus after minimum qualifying purchases. Just go to Rakuten.com, download the app, or install the browser extension. That's Rakuten. Terms and conditions apply.
Sneezing from the pollen, the chain caught my shoestring. Hit the center bar on my bicycle and almost lost my bearings. I love summer. Good old summertime. I got sunburned on the soles of my feet and sand where the sun don't shine. Sunburned at the beach, in pain the whole darn night. So much skin peeled off my back, you could make a set of Samsonite. I love summer. Good old summertime. I got sunburned on the soles of my feet. Lot of sand where the sun don't shine. Putting on a cold, wet bathing suit. Mosquitoes and bees and tetanus shot. In the derriere. Something's crawling at the foot of my sleeping bag and flaming marshmallows in my hair. Drop and roll. Caught a baseball with my face. Potato salad in the sun. Salmonella steps up to the plate. Listeria gets the run. Oh, I love summer. Good old summertime. I got sunburned on the soles of my feet and sand where the sun don't shine. I got sunburned at the back of my throat. Sand behind my eye.
A great way to get your morning started. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
I think this might be already our audio of the year in the sports department.
Really?
Oh. The Cowboys started camp yesterday in beautiful Oxnard, California.
Oh, I've been there. Strawberry Festival place.
I don't know what kind of kickback Jerry's getting for taking him to Oxnard, but they every year they go to Oxnard. And Cowboys owner, general manager, Jerry Jones, who, by the way, is wonderful in Landman, the Amazon Prime series with Billy Bob Thornton.
So good.
I watched that. I go, okay, I can't deny that this guy can act. It's amazing.
Is he playing himself?
He's playing himself.
Okay.
Still,
which is hard.
It was great. He's
like
great.
brought tears.
Yes.
Like why?
Yes. He's talking about his kids and how they earn money in oil and how lucky he was to be able to get work with his children. And he's telling this guy who had a heart attack to make him appreciate life.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. It's very moving.
Great scene.
Yeah.
Anyway, this audio will erase that memory.
Okay.
Dallas Cowboys owner and general manager Jerry Jones did not have any updates on the status of contract negotiations with star defensive end Micah Parsons. The Cowboys have been under scrutiny for not signing people as quickly as they should, not giving guaranteed money, on and on. And Jerry kind of tries to explain that. Here we go.
The other thing I would say is contracts are 4 or 5 years. Okay?
Yeah.
There's a lot of water under the bridge if you step out there and do something in the first 2 or 3. You can get hit by a car.
Oh.
And so there's a lot to look at.
You can get hit by a car.
Hey, you get hit by a car.
You wear that? A car could strike your body?
And let me tell you, it's no picnic.
No.
I've seen photos.
I've seen photos. And let me tell you, if you get hit by a car, it's not going to be any fun.
Nope.
That's all I know.
I'm just reminding you. I feel like some of his players would have a better chance of hitting someone with their car than being hit by a car.
That's probably valid.
I mean,
that's probably.
Boy, is Jerry still driving, you think?
Oh, how old is he?
82, 83.
I bet he is.
Somewhere I bet he is, too.
Yeah. They'll take have this steering wheel and they pry it out of my cold dead fingers.
I mean, I think when you get old, you don't want to have your car taken away.
Plus, an old Texas man, you know, he just wants to drive those.
He's probably got big horns on the front of his car.
Yeah. I do hope it's just a caricature of a Texas man's car.
Oh.
Wouldn't that be funny?
And you honk the horn and it's a da 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 da. Deep in the heart of Texas.
Did you see, speaking of Texas?
Yep.
And are we getting back to Jerry Jones?
Hang on just a second.
Sure.
You can get hit by a car. Seriously.
Okay, he's 82. He's 82 years old, and his net worth, anybody want to guess?
Oh, I couldn't even.
$7 billion.
This is from Forbes.
$700
million. $17.6 billion.
Oh.
That's a chunk of change.
I was closest without going over.
Texas, go.
The Alamo, as we all know, is in Texas.
Uh-huh.
I believe it's in the heart of Dallas.
I remember that.
It's in San Antonio.
Could be San Antonio.
I think it is San Antonio. They moved it. I forgot.
Okay.
It's right by, it's like a McDonald's, the Alamo, Hardee's. I think
it's
right.
Really, you're not wrong.
It really is in the middle
really
of all
are.
That. Yeah,
it's
crazy.
It really is.
They have acquired the original shooting prop that this was used in the film, Pee-wee's bike, the red bicycle.
No way.
Yes. So they actually, so the starting in like 2027, Pee-wee's bike will be in the sort of part of a museum at the Alamo.
Why?
No kidding.
Because in the movie, he's told
that
his bike.
You never saw Pee-wee's Big Adventure?
No.
What? It's a delight. You absolutely should watch it.
Okay. He's told what? Explain.
A fortune teller
tells
him that his bike can be found in the basement of the Alamo.
Oh.
And so he has to go. His adventure is getting to the Alamo to find
his bike. Oh,
that's a sweet story.
And I won't spoil.
No.
What happens?
Jan Hook's amazing portrayal.
So how fun is that?
That
the
is
actual
fun.
Bike will be at.
I don't have a reason
Alamo.
To go there.
Oh, my gosh.
Have you been to
Apparently
the Alamo?
I have. I loved it.
Really?
But I'm a nerd like that.
How can you remember it if you don't go visit?
Right. But it is.
I saw the Alamo. I didn't see the movie.
It is odd when you are at the Alamo and you look and, there's a Holiday Inn Express.
Yes. It seems like this should be here.
Right. You'd feel like it would be in the middle of a desert. But
right.
It's,
yeah. Kind of grew up around it.
This year's Grand Marshal for the Brickyard 400 is Cookie Monster.
Oh, I have to go.
What?
B is for Brickyard. C is for Cookie. IMS said in the announcement, that's right, this year's Grand Marshal for the Brickyard 400. Bring in lots of cookies. It's the Cookie Monster from Sesame Street. So that means in the parade.
Okay.
I love it.
There'll be a guy crouched down in the back seat
Well, I don't know what you mean by that, but Cookie Monster will be there.
Cookie Monster.
My husband will be there. I'll have to have him take some photos with Cookie Monster.
Up through his...
Don't you want to meet Cookie Monster?
No.
What do you mean, no?
No.
Cookie.
Am I the only one that wants to hug Cookie Monster?
I think you
might
be
so.
The only one that...
But you're a different generation. I didn't grow up with Sesame Street either, so...
This is what a fat kid I was. I remember being frustrated as a child knowing that Cookie Monster was not swallowing the cookies.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. That deserves to be restated.
Because he would put a cookie in his mouth, and it would just crumble up and fall out of his mouth, of course.
Because
I remember thinking, that's not that satisfying, Cookie Monster. You really should be ingesting them.
Cookie Monster's a puppet.
Cookie Monster's a puppet.
I love Cookie Monster.
He can't swallow.
My older brother, my mom says, could not pronounce Cookie Monster when he was a young kid, so he pronounced it card key.
Card key?
Card key. So apparently anytime Cookie Monster came on, he would look at Cookie Monster and go, card key.
Well, that doesn't even close to Cookie Monster.
That's brain damage is what that is. That's not mispronouncing something.
He was hit by a dump truck when he was 2 years old. In fact, he calls me Cardicky.
Cardicky.
It's kind of all it says.
That's right, Joey. I'm Cardicky. Yeah. That's right.
More
that's
applesauce?
Very much right. We're just 1 month and 1 day away from the first college football game of the season.
Really?
Our long national nightmare is finally almost over. With football returning, college or pro, I'm glad either one. August
23rd.
Do you
23rd. Watch old games during the offseason?
I'd rather not answer that because it sounds tragic and alone. But I might have watched, I make it a point to watch all the Super Bowls Washington was involved in the offseason. I've done that.
As Tom likes to remind you, that's why you're alone.
That's why I'm alone. That's right. But college football, there are many traditions across the country that occupy the college football world.
Oh.
I bet that you're not aware of some of these.
I bet
and
a
these
lot.
Are absolutely all on the up and up. I'm not. I have not made any of them up.
Honestly.
In Syracuse, the Orange Men,
yes.
Syracuse Orange, they have a tradition of the burning of the shoes.
Oh, really?
Syracuse.
That's got to smell bad.
But it's date back to just the 80s. Players take their old shoes and bad memories from the year prior to burn.
Oh, okay.
It symbolizes a fresh start for the season to come. Okay. It's been passed down, and they still do it to this day. And, of course, Ohio State, they dot the I in Ohio with the marching band, the luminaries and things.
I love that.
Very moving.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Maybe Cookie Monster will be the...
Maybe.
In Auburn, they call it Rolling Tumors Corner. Auburn football fans roll the TP, they toilet paper, the trees of Tumors Corner, which borders the campus with toilet paper after Tiger wins. And, you know, there's a big... controversy that someone from Alabama tried to kill the trees at Tumors Corner by poisoning them.
Oh, my
man.
Gosh.
Yeah. Yeah.
The tradition dates back to the 60s and has survived an infamous poisoning to still go strong today. So they still toilet paper the trees.
Tumors Corner sounds like the neighborhood next to Chernobyl.
There's a nine-toed cats and there's a Tumors
Welcome.
Corner.
Oh, hi. I didn't see you there. Here in Tumors Corner, we have quite a bustling main street. Like an R town of Chernobyl.
It's Tumors Corner. Let's see. The Iowa Hawkeyes. We've talked about this one before. At the end of the first quarter during home football games, thousands of the Hawkeyes fans can be seen waving in the direction of the Iowa Stead Family Children's Hospital across the street.
I love that. That's so nice.
In Texas A&M, they have the Midnight Yell. The night before every home game, the Aggies yell leaders.
That's what they call them. They're cheerleaders.
Yell leaders. They gather to hype fans up for the upcoming match. The events include practicing yells for Saturday's action, as well as tall tales and fables about how Texas A&M plans to beat their opponent.
Hmm.
In Tennessee, they call it the Volunteer Navy. The University of Tennessee Armada, also known as Tennessee Volunteers, they call it the Vol Navy. Started in the 1960s, it's a tradition sees more than 300 boats show up outside Neyland Stadium for a floating tailgate. Tennessee has one of two campuses in the country that is accessible by boat.
That's fun.
So that's where that comes from. Florida State has a sod cemetery.
They do.
Spanning more than 70 years, Florida State tradition involves taking chunks of sod from visiting stadiums after Seminole wins and burying them back in Tallahassee.
Oh.
Blow, Seminole winds, blow like you're never gonna blow again.
What little, song is that?
John Anderson for that ass.
Oh.
Man. Right.
What about swinging? Isn't that John? Is that the John Anderson
yes,
we're talking about?
Same guy.
Swinging, eating chocolate pie right there on the porch, swinging. And Army and Navy, of course, they sing the alma maters at the end of their football game. But my favorite of all these is called The Fourth Year Fifth. This is from Virginia Cavaliers. This, of course, is a controversial tradition, as you'll understand why. Virginia seniors look to finish a fifth of liquor during the day of the season's final home game.
Ooh, boy. Oh, boy.
Whoa.
That's right.
That can't be easy.
No.
The fourth, fifth. University has done its part to warn on the dangers of alcohol abuse. The practice does continue. And college campuses aren't really known for indulging in too much alcohol. I don't think that's never been a problem. So there you are. And football season will be in full swing here soon, and we'll be able to watch something on TV other than the latest British miniseries.
A fifth of alcohol contains approximately 16 shots.
Yikes.
Well, this is all day, though.
No, I know. Yeah, but that still. Just kind of gives you, I mean, so even a shot an hour, 16 hours, two shots an hour, 8 hours.
I was telling you in the hallway, Bob and I went to a Cubs-Dodgers game a long time ago, and we tried to drink a beer an inning.
That's way harder than you think.
Oh, it's a three up, three down. You're toast.
Yeah.
Oh, I bet.
Good luck, dude. And we were at fifth inning, sixth inning. It was just like, I'm going to vomit.
Did you even finish?
I've
never actually done it.
You know what? I don't remember.
It's Yeah. Exactly. You get that drunk. Yeah.
Absolutely.
No, thanks.
So don't do that.
No, don't do that.
Yeah. And that's sports for right now. Christy, what do you have over there in the news world?
Well, coming up, we have a sex festival with 1,000 swingers causing some problems in England in a sleepy little English village.
Yes. You think you could attend a swingers party, Josh?
Yes, if you're asking if I could...
Partake. Fully attend a swingers function.
I don't know. I don't know if I would get shy. I mean, I get shy using a urinal sometimes. So I don't know if I,
performance anxiety?
Yeah. So, boy, because everybody else is watching? Is that it? That's an orgy, I guess.
Do orgies turn you on?
I think
not really.
As I understand it, from what I've learned from the movies, there's areas where that sort of thing everybody can watch, and then there are private areas where a couple people go private, I think.
But yeah, I also, if I'm just a single guy going in... Yes.
I don't think they...
A lot of them won't allow
sex. Exactly. Yeah, which I totally get.
Right.
Or single ladies are in free, single men, $5,000. Jack it way up. Jack's the wrong word.
Yeah.
We talked about this, didn't we, Oscar? It's unfair, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's right. It's unfair.
Sexist.
Unfair? No.
Would you do it, Jeff?
I wouldn't participate. I have been to an event like that with a girlfriend.
What?
Is and that right?
We watched. We didn't participate.
But you watched people having sex.
I couldn't have participated had I wanted to.
Because it wasn't...
He was hiding for his life.
Yeah.
He was like a scared turtle. Oh. He was...
Oh. I wonder if mine would be scared too.
So you wouldn't... It doesn't... It's not...
Right.
It was
exciting.
Not...
I mean, it wasn't it a
was
turn-on?
It was very interesting while we were there. When we got home and it was just the two of us, super hot. But there we were terrified. Mm. But we were like 23, and everyone there was like 55 to 85.
Whoa!
So how did you get involved in that?
My girlfriend wanted to go to one and knew a guy who knew the password at the door. And we went. There were thousands of people there. It was crazy.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Thousands.
It was a four-story building downtown.
Around here?
Yeah.
What?
Right downtown. four stories. It had like a hot tub floor. It had three dance floors with DJs.
And everybody's naked.
No, some people are in lingerie. Some people, like me, are fully clothed. Some people just buck ass naked, just walking around, knocking bottles over with your dong. Like, it was insane.
Stand back.
Was there like a buffet?
You know, like a nice salad bar?
No, but they did have
cold cuts?
Snack mix on the bars. Like they, and you brought your own liquor, and you gave it to the bartender, and he would mix you drinks behind the bar. And they had like four bars. They had a confessional area with like 12 confessionals.
Now, you don't mean like Catholic confessionals.
Like,
these are like real world confessionals where you talk to the camera?
No, these are one person goes on one side and the other person kneels on the other side.
Okay, so these are.
There's a whole.
Please don't call those confessionals.
Those are confessionals.
Well, that's what they called it, a confessional.
They did.
Room.
No.
Yeah, that's a portable glory hole, is what that is.
Yeah. Well, the
PGH.
These were built in, so.
Built in?
Yeah.
Oh. Is that still around?
No, the building got tore down like 3 years ago. But every time I drove by the building, I was like, oh my gosh, if people knew what went on in there.
That's old Swingers Towers.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Du bist ein Raider, der sich unter der Erde niedergelassen hat. Doch jetzt musst du an die Oberfläche zurückkehren. Dorthin, wo die Ark-Maschinen umherstreifen. Wenn du mutig genug bist, wer weiß, was du da oben findest. Ark Raiders. Ein Multiplayer-Extraction-Abenteuer-Videospiel. Jetzt erhältlich für PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X und S sowie PC.